behind the house. Our shepherd cocked his ears and throated a soft growl before the knocking stopped. It was a stranger in big city clothes with a card in his hand, and I was invisible on the banister behind the door, running my fingers through the orange shag while my parents talked with him. He was asking about the razors behind the house. The field was rotten with them just beyond the shades. They had large, bladed hands, perfect for silently cutting or jabbing, like my parents. Behind the door, they might appear without warning because I wandered too far, or perhaps simply because I didn't belong in the spaces between the blades.